good witch or a bad witch?
Good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do? And we're going to start off with the Capitol Steps, a song for the unelected resident in the White House, a song about his learning impaired mind. This is called Don't Go Faking You're Smart.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Laura Bush. It's so wonderful to be here with you tonight and share a giggle. Well, without further ado, let me introduce my husband and your president, George W. Bush. Now, honey, you know, I'm really worried about you. You're still staying up so late, night after night. Are you still cramming those Afghani language lessons?
Well, yes, I am, honey, but I tell you, it's paying off. Check it out. Make a like a high, make a honey ho.
Well, I certainly am impressed.
Yeah, when we catch Bin Laden, I want to be able to look him in the eye, tell him in his own language exactly what we're going to do to him. So far, I've found translations for words like nostril, burning hot poker. But I can't seem to find an Afghani translation for Lorena Bobbitt.
Well, George, you know, up until recently, and how can I say this in a nice way? Up until recently, you certainly hid your intelligence well.
Well, honey, I think most Americans are starting to realize that that was all just an act. Just a big facade. I think my down-home manner, my self-defecating humor were... these things were endearing and charming to the American people. Americans liked the idea that they were smarter than the president. I mean, hey, nobody likes to know it all. But make no mistake, times are changing.
George, don't misunderstand me. I hope that you will think twice before you open your mouth. Please hear these words of advice. Don't go faking you're smart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Oh, honey, when you try those big words,
I get so tongue-tied. Okay. Just ask me questions. Let's start.
I've got a difficult one.
Bring it on.
What's the goal of the space program now?
To land a man on the sun. Of course, it'll be rather hot, so they'll probably want to do it at night.
Ooh,
America knows it, America knows.
It's good that you're tough.
And just smart enough.
Ooh, America knows it,
America knows.
You're winning this war.
And there's just one thing more.
Ooh,
they're glad I'm not Al Gore.
Yes, hello, I'm from the accounting firm of Arthur Anderson. And I want to assure you that we are committed to the highest standards in accounting practices. Anyway, what I know about your 401k could fill a prison cell. But don't take my word for it. Here's some of our top accountants right now. I met him on a Monday when my sheets were spread.
At Enron, Ron, Ron, at Enron, Ron.
The lawyers want the truth, but they won't find a shred.
At Enron, Ron, Ron, at Enron, Ron. Kenneth Lake afraid. No one will get paid. Guess they all got laid. By Enron, Ron, Ron, by Enron, Ron.
And if you think Dick Cheney tried to use his clout
for Enron, Ron, Ron, for Enron, Ron,
well, maybe that's the reason that he's hiding out.
He's gone, 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 he's gone, gone, gone. We'll go to the pen. We'll get 5 and 10. But guess who's counting them? The guys at Arthur Anderson.
And now, children's bedtime stories by me, Tom Ridge. Three little pigs. 9:15 a.m., they're three little pigs. First little pig builds a house of straw. We feel it necessary to inform him that there have been numerous unsubstantiated reports that we can neither confirm nor deny that terrorists may or may not be targeting straw houses at some time in the future. 9:30 a.m., pig realizes there is nothing he can do about it. We recommend that the pig maintain a heightened state of alert. 10:30 a.m., second little pig builds a house out of sticks. He becomes anxious when an alert is issued about suspicious-looking wolves huffing and puffing with long hair on their chinny-chin-chins. 11:15 a.m., third little pig tries to hightail it out of town but is detained at airport security when he's caught with the residue on his snout from a recently consumed powdered donut. 11:45, three little pigs live in constant fear, eventually develop eating disorders, which are rare for a pig. 12:15 p.m., first pig turns off CNN, lives happily ever after. The end.
Is if we have two sensitive new age guys to help sing the song. Are there two men in the audience who would volunteer to come up here? We'll teach you how to do the song. My boss, Rick Moshka! We need one more. Help! The guy who fell asleep! Yeah! Get over here! Go! So don't be afraid. Get right on top of the mic. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask the questions. All of you are going to answer together with Harold and Rick leading you in this. Okay? So just try to pretend that I'm a New Age preacher and this is a New Age church. And maybe they'll be like New Age evangelical sisters. This could be the male bonding experience of the night you men have been looking for. Then again, maybe not. about their feelings.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who's into crystals, into healing.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who like to dress like Richard Simmons.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who are hard to tell from women.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who like to cry at weddings. Who think boxing is upsetting. Who taped Twin Peaks on their VCRs. Who's got baby on board stickers on their cars. Go. Ooh. Everybody do that. Ooh. Everybody stop. Whose last names are hyphenated.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who love Three Men and a Baby, a movie I hated.
Sensitive new age guys.
Whose consciousness is constantly raising.
Sensitive new age guys.
Yet whose tax-free income is amazing.
Sensitive new age guys.
Who thinks that red meat is disgusting. Who's into UFOs, channeling, then dusting. Who believes us when we say we've got premenstrual syndrome. Who doesn't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Lots of guys don't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Guys not into brutal, violent contact sports. Why, let's ask these guys here. Excuse me, Rick, do you know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom?
No.
Honesty, I like that in a sensitive man. Harold, do you know?
Yes, Seattle Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks. Harold. He was very honest. He's quite macho, too. Don't let that suit fool you. Girls, I know what I'm talking about. He looks like a man with a job. I like him. Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive new age guys.
Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive new age guys.
Who's concerned about your orgasm?
Sensitive new age guys.
Wow! That is the first time, that is the first time men have ever sung that line on stage. And we are here to witness it. Hallelujah! Even though a lot of guys think it's more important that the men have them. Who carries the baby on his back? Who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track? Who always sings on sing-alongs, even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs? You know, even this, in this very supportive, codependent atmosphere, I could still tell a lot of men here tonight did not like this song. But a lot of you did sing along because it was a sing-along and you didn't want to hurt my feelings. Because you know what that's like. Because your feelings have been hurt so many times because you are so damn sensitive. Yes, you are, but we love you anyway because you're sensitive. Big finish.
Pretty, you know, your absence makes me feel so blue.
That's okay, though, your presence makes me think of you. My mom will have a heart attack when she tells me. Your pair of boots with the black leather patches. Oh, how I wish I had a jacket that matches. Ready, my love, ready, my love, ready, my love. Don't keep your letters from me, I feel you every line. Your spell is kind of crummy, but honey, so is mine. I treasure every gift to you, the ring's really nifty. Say it costs you 50, for 50 I don't mind. Back with fuck night and day. Thinking about it gets my heart running already. No room you from home, no bounds to go steady. And for yourself, stay around like I'm dead. Ready, baby, ready, my love, ready, my love. Woo!
Neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again, because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation, and I assure you your modest pledge will be used to censor TV and radio, ban questionable books, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans hedonistically indulge in masochistic submission to rhythmic music, or with no monetary support. There is no end to what we can achieve in this country. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. In God we trust. Can't you see what we believe in? All our thoughts and all our reason, pursuit of life and liberty. Happiness we cannot say. We got the truth with a mighty voice. From far to try our real choice. I am in the chains of love. Sex and servant once more far. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. If we should God in Jesus Christ, religious love is sacrificed. Stuff for God is shown to cash. Nothing sent, fill our treasure. Repent that we were saved by money. That's what God means. Build a $1 million church. Money spent on God's church.
Fight the goddess of a man. Fight the goddess of a man. Fight the goddess of a man. Late night TV, dark and ill, Jordan voice, you cannot feel. Love for money and God's name, this is now a TV game.
You heard Bad Religion doing Voice of God is Government. Before that, Dirt Bike Annie did Rock and Roll Party Queen. The Rehabs did Freddie My Love. Christine Lavin and Friends did Sensitive New Age Guys, and started off with the Capital Steps doing Don't Go Faking You're Smart, Enron Ron, and Tom Ridge Bedtime Story Number 1. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and two independent radio stations in Washington State, one in Olympia and one in Seattle, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, USA. And tonight the theme is What Would Scooby Do Too? And there's still way too much material, plus some stuff I just have to play that's not of the humor music and comedy ROM. So we'll make up for that next week, when we'll do a final installment, What Would Scooby Do 3? And I realized that this could be a never-ending theme, so I'm just going to throw in comedy every show, as usual, and change the themes in a couple of weeks, plus have some live guests coming through here. And one such guest who is coming back in September, and long-term listeners, you probably heard the show she was on before, September 9th, 2001, Diane Fornbecker, director of Drug Policy Forum Tri-State, or DPFTS.org. And she and a friend are going to come on to not only talk about those kinds of issues, but also their forthcoming comedy careers. And that'll be a lot of fun. And we also have Deicide from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity come on, possibly Renee Bryant from All or Nothing HC Band, coming through Philadelphia September 12th and on tour. See them wherever they are. Check them out at ontherag.net, and we'll invite the Reverend's friend Renee Bryant on the show when they come to Philadelphia. And Hopeless Dregs of Humanity are, of course, from everreviledrecords.com. The Reverend's next live appearance will be September 13th at the farewell show of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, plus the CD release party for David Rovics and three other bands, including Chainsaw Little Kids. And that'll be at the African Global Museum in Newark, New Jersey, doors at 9. And that's only $10, emceed by Reverend Bookburn, DJ by Real Eyes, and that's right next to Newark Symphony Hall. And you can see Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and Renee Bryant and OnTheRag.net at the August 2003 issue of Maximum Rock and Roll zine, MaximumRockandRoll.com. There is still time to convince the Reverend's friend and telephone domination queen, Jennifer Hunter, as she prepares to come back to Philadelphia from her travels. You can convince her to come onto the show and either become a new customer or refer somebody else to her. JenniferHunterConsulting.com. Call her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and be sure to say that the Reverend has sent you. Thank you to everybody who sent feedback for the first What Would Scooby-Doo show last week, and a lot of the ideas and requests are going to happen. And thank you, person who told me who the mystery candidate in California is. Actually, she's one of the many governor candidates, and we've been in touch. Her name is Mary Carey. She has a standing invitation to appear on the show. She's an adult video star from Kick-Ass Productions, and very nice people. I was also in communication with them. She doesn't plan to travel outside of California during the campaign, but in the event that she's in the East Coast, if she comes to New York or Philadelphia and she can swing it, we'll discuss getting her on The Reverend Is In on a Sunday night. You'll be the first to know if that is going to happen. And you can check her out at marycarey.com, Mary, C-A-R-E-Y.com. And you can check out her California governor candidacy at marycareyforgovernor.com. And her platform is rather interesting. I like her Porn for Pistols peace campaign, and would like to see that expanded even further. I would like to see her offer greater quantities of porn for the people even more dangerous than the street thugs running around with pistols. I would like to see her offer massive quantities of porn for the even more dangerous people, like Dickless Cheney, the rogue dictator George W. Moore on Cokehead Executioner, Enron Ho, war criminal Bush, Colonoscopy Powell, the Pentagon, the war criminals who are ordering people around in Iraq, etc., and give them porn to replace their weapons of mass destruction. And maybe they can get their own personal weapons functioning once again, so they don't have to be war criminals and violent people. Anyway, the Porn for Pistols policy is a part of the platform of Mary Carey running for governor at marycareyforgovernor.com. And that is a very interesting campaign. Also running are Jack Grissom from the punk band TSOL. And that's a news item at alternativetentacles.com. And Arianna Huffington, who is one of the better analysis of the California situation, and her columns are really great. They're at ariannaonline.com, and click on visit ariannaonline.com and then columns. And there's a good article about corporate tax cheats and the goonery of California and why California is taking the fall for failed Bush economics. Okay, the Reverend has been to yet another hardcore show in the recent past. Actually, this past week, I've never really liked Iron Cross, but some people from the Circle Jerks, G-Jerks, Punk Veterans Reunion Night were saying we should all meet at the Whiskey Dicks and see Iron Cross, and I figured, what the hell? So Iron Cross canceled anyway, but that didn't matter because Philadelphia Legends, Why Die, were reunited and played a kick-ass set. And even though they're not comedians, I have to play Why Die tonight, and there's going to be a special dedication surrounding that. Why Die was awesome, and McRad played, another veteran band from Philadelphia, and they were also incredible. They were a lot of fun. Actually, every band that night was great, and the Whiskey Dicks was definitely built with the Reverend in mind. It was a cool club. One of the bar women who served drinks did this great fire act, which was a little scary at first since we were right by the bar, but it was pretty spectacular. She's truly an acrobat, and the Whiskey Dicks, if you're in the Philadelphia area, is a good place to go when there's a hot show happening, like if Why Die returns, or a similar great band. either, and not just the older bands, any young or old band that plays there, that's great and worth seeing. It's a good club to see people in. All right, so much to cover tonight. We have an asshole of the week, and we have a runner-up, and plenty of news. We have a video review. Let's see. Play a song for the people from yet another party of Diane Fornbacher's and her cute little baby, Jack, and the two future live guests and their comedy act. So we'll play them a song later and review the film that was shown late in her party, Clash of the Titans. We'll talk about Jerry Falwell, the California power outage, and some great resources regarding that, the corporate scab Dead Kennedys, and the contests. Oh, let's cover the contest now. As you know, the corporate scab Dead Kennedys are at the top of the contest list, and they are playing a show in Hollywood, since we hear from California punks a lot. When they're playing at the, New York power outage, when the Dead Kennedys play in California on the 19th in the Hollywood area, that is a great opportunity to win the Pie the Corporate Scab Dead Kennedys contest. There's so many great prizes, thanks to the bands who've been guests, other bands who are friends of the Reverend, and other people who came through and left their memorabilia. And you may even get some prizes from Mary Carey, but we have to negotiate that first. Get them in Hollywood and you'll win big. And speaking of hostile American Christian Taliban types, the XXX Church contest is still on, new listeners, and Corona California punks. So you can find their church at crossroadschurch.com and click on worship services and then click on directions and map. And you can flash your genitals, show sacred sex toys, and I'll give you a link for that one later. Erotic art that's tasteful, hardcore, nasty smut, toys, flashing, anything will do. And that has the greatest pot of prizes. And these people have been asking for it for a long time. And they're also the subjects of one of the Reverend video projects, when we go out there and do it ourselves for video. And you can negotiate getting onto the video, especially if you give us advance warning that you're going to do it. And there's one guy who is a friend of a book burner out there who is claiming that he's ready to win, so you have to do it before that guy does it. I'm not sure what he's going to do, but as in all of our contests, of course, we advocate do not harm any person. It's to be funny gestures that do not actually bring harm to anyone. And you can win the contest anywhere for zapping anti-abortion goons wherever you are in the world. And again, that has to be harmless, whether it's soft matter, pies, buckets of water, something funny, or flashing or showing them obscene materials, etc. Zapping anti-abortion protesters is a permanent contest, and there will always be prizes that include great music, great films, rare stuff, memorabilia from past live guests, including the great Lisa Bushell and all kinds of other people. So much stuff from the mailbag that has to wait, because I'm just getting oriented here and recovering from Diane Fornbacher's party. And of course, if you're in Philadelphia, don't miss the Peekaboo Review this Friday, August 22nd at 9 p.m. at the Trocadero. A great, great show. And featuring the great Jillian and Tamara, although I think Jillian's out of it now, but doing a kick-ass version of These Boots Are Made for Walkin'. It's old-style burlesque. Some people from the Big Mess Orchestra, not the ex-Dead Milkman, but some people from Big Mess are a part of Peekaboo Review. It is 5 stars, and if they ever go on the road, see them wherever you are. Okay. What to play? Got a ton of recordings here. I don't know if I'll get to all of it, although it looks like there's a good chance we'll go over time on most of the broadcasting outlets of The Reverend Is In. For now, let's play a song by King Missile from the Mystical Shit album. We'll play one of the better songs from that. This is for the dickless boneheads who invented the recent worms, who invented the virus, who said out loud, "The worlds are sinners, and I feel bad because I touched my wee-wee, and I can't meet anybody, and they're all sinners, and I feel bad because I touched myself and got a hard-on while watching my Star Trek tapes and wearing my Trekkie shirt, and I got a Woody, kind of, when I saw 7 of 9. So I'm going to invent a new worm, or I'm going to invent another virus and try to hit free thinkers and sinners and sex sites and all other things I think are bad. I'm a little worm who wants to invent a worm. I can't function properly, so I'm going to do it because I'm deeply psychologically wounded." We're going to sing a song for these little cads, these little worms, these little virus and worm inventors. And thank you, people who sent me humor email regarding that up until today, up to the minute. I can't read all of it. In fact, I won't have time to read any of it out loud, but it's funny and appreciated. And we're going to sing a song for these buffoons who are inventing, spending their time doing this and wishing that the day would come when their dick will work. Here's for the worm and virus people. This is by King Missile, and it's called The Sandbox. Go. Thank you.
stuck for a while. I'd never been in the first place. Though I long to see that there old lonesome hippie boy walk by my front porch just as smiling. What you smiling for, boy? You look like you're a million miles away. You know, and I ain't seen no DEA helicopters today. Though I don't believe that I've been wandering on back that way. Think I'll roll another number for a load. I feel able to get under it alone. Though my feet are on the ground, I've been standing on the sand of some broken-hearted people flowing down.
Do what you like.
We got a girl dancing.
all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line. Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuits.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pigskin Yankee to a blue black southerner, ditch nigger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. Stetson Sonic, to jazz for the hip hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, your piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Jason had to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo bird.
This is Satan. I want you to support my children in the power company PSE&G, who has ripped off a single mother in Runnymede, New Jersey. I have inflated her false meter readings and ripped her off with a bill for hundreds of dollars, even though she has two children. My children in PSE&G, all of my children at PSE&G have served me well and are doing their best to lie, gouge prices, and give false and inflated meter readings. It is my will.
Okay. Thank you, Satan, for your endorsement of your children in PSE&G, the ripoffs of a single mother. The Cramps doing Goo Goo Muck. Digital Underground did Do What Cha Like. Wayne Jane County did Toilet. The Reverend is in. Tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do? The Reverend on the web is at RadioVolta.org. DJ Pages, The Reverend is in. L.E. Quail at SJCDC.org. And at that website, SJCDC.org, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Okay, why am I getting messages that the stream is fucking up? Sure hope you're hearing this. Okay. In the background is the Cramps from their incredible Bad Music for Bad People CD. Okay, are we going out or what? If there's nothing on the dial, it looks like nobody's hearing a fucking thing. And that is a problem. And we got too much to get to for technical fuck-ups. And we got to get to Asshole of the Week later. There's a pretty good comedy site that is lampooning George W. Numbnuts Bush at their Bush family retreat in Crawford, Texas, you know, where he spent all of August 2001 ignoring September 11th warnings. And there's new stuff on that, too. But check out the humor site, which already has stuff up about Bush's vacation, that is now underway at gwbush.com. Okay, what else is going on? The Clash of the Titans movie is very campy, and it's very 70s. And of course, one could argue that wouldn't that be indulging in mythical characters and superstition and irrational belief systems? And the answer is, of course, but it's also seriously entertaining. It's a lot more entertaining than watching, say, the Christian Broadcasting Network just for a goof or something like that. It's based on ancient Greek mythology, which is far more original and entertaining, the special effects. So if you are going to indulge in a movie of such a genre, that is one of the better ones. And very well made, also very heady. And from the mailbag, this came to the Reverend yesterday, August 16th. Today is the anniversary of the death of Elvis, and there is currently an Elvis imitator who was like a Gigi Allen type, who is this big fat guy who wears Elvis clothes and then strips down, defecates on the stage, has his big fat partner on the stage, and does some bizarre acts with her, all in the name of him, King Lord Elvis the First. I hope that's true. And if you get more information on that, send it to me. I'd love to get a video. In fact, I'd love to make that one of the prizes for the contest winners. And if you want to see funny video on Elvis, check out Mondo Elvis, which is only about 30 minutes long, about the most extreme of all the Elvis devotees, as well as a 5 or 10 minute short they used to show at TLA in Philadelphia and Arty theaters around the country that is the most hilarious thing I ever saw, and it's still on my want list if anybody manages to find this. He may be dead, but he's Elvis. Happy birthday to Dr. Joycelyn Elders, who just turned 70 this week, who was fired by the Clinton administration because she made comments about medical marijuana and masturbation separately. So she was too controversial. And the big nasty Nootsies were yelling at me, so I had to fire her. But she was actually one of the most intelligent people in government, and, well, certainly in my lifetime, excluding Ramsey Clark. Let's see. Yeah, we got confirmation that the Tracy Lords turnaround, which is now less than a year old, since a year ago, she was not being one of these whack jobs, doing that for a new lover or to join some born-again freakazoid cult, or I believe her reason is just to sell a book. But yes, her porn day, she was a victim and didn't really know what was going on. That's to sell her new book. So the Reverend is working on his book on why being Reverend Bookburn was not really my own free will, but that I was forced by Marlon the Great Engineer, the past guests, Hippie John, the cat lover, folk singer and peace activist Catherine Moon, and several other people. So to my next crush or love or relationship or whatever, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be that radio guy. I didn't want to be that bad, terrible, nasty person. They made me do it. They tied me up and made me do all those bad things and play that terrible music and make jokes about church and state and all things powerful. They made me do all these terrible things. I wasn't really Reverend Bookburn. I meant to just remain that mild-mannered social worker in the beautiful Philadelphia area. And it wasn't me. They drugged me and they beat me and they coerced me and they tied me up and they poured stuff all over me and licked it off. Ooh. And anyway, I'm converting now and I'm going to write a book about my terrible younger ways. So look for the Reverend's conversion in the future. We're going to save Asshole of the Week and the runner-up for later. And proceed immediately to a special dedication. That's right. This is going to go out to the cherished coffee goddesses who are more abused than ever. One of whom actually emerged from the back room double doors while serving the Reverend coffee and helping with the caffeine buzz and getting show ideas off the ground and onto the big pad of paper, which doesn't even shock them anymore. Because of two little dickless men who are walking around yelling at them and verbally abusing them and bringing one of the cherished coffee goddesses to tears. So we're going to have to implore the powers of the universe to implement the never-fail Reverend Bookburn curse upon them. Oh, powers of the universe, make bad things happen to the tall and the short little dickless abuser who is abusing and harassing the sacred coffee goddesses. We implore you, we are going to implore you by song, by the incredible Wide Eye, even though they're not comedy music on the What Would Scooby-Doo 2 show. We're going to play raw, pure, naked aggression. Ooh. This is going to go out to the abusive masters of the coffee goddesses while you bring your hell wrath fury upon the heads of their masters. This is the incredible Why Die. Get up and fight. Okay, let's play another beautiful song that is very touching, very inspired, and this is not the Dead Kennedys. As always, please remember to boycott the corporate scab Dead Kennedys on labels other than Alternative Tentacles. This is actually Jello Biafra with the No WTO combo, which is Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, Kim Thiel, Gina Mainwall, live at the Battle of Seattle outside the protests of the World Trade Organization of 1999. And this beautiful, beautiful song is entitled Let's Lynch the Landlord.
Forget later. Time to introduce the band. On guitar, Kim Thiel. First time on stage in Seattle since the end of Soundgarden. Let's give Kim a hand. On the bass, from Jam Pack and Sweet 75 and a big old band whose name I can't remember at the moment, Chris Novoselic. And also from Sweet 75, on the drums, Gina the Magnificent. And it was somebody from this town, I believe, who once said, "You will never hear surf music again." Well, you are going to hear surf music again. S-E-R-F, surf music. New feudalism, that's the name of this song.
Have another call the street train.
like an electronic sweatshop. Kind of like an electronic plantation. That's what the song is called.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea. Everyone loves the king of the sea. Never so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do. Call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
Okay, I'm going to do a dedication now to the Bush twins, but it's without malice. It is to say that we feel for you, we understand what you're going through, we understand the horrors of having a total wingnut, dumbass, bloody war criminal for a father. We understand why your cousin wants to be a druggie, also the daughter of a dimwit. And we understand why you twins want to be alcoholics. And we're going to play you a song now. This is from the latest DOA release. This is from this year, or last year actually, from DOA, Win the Battle, from their very own Sudden Death label, suddendeath.com. This goes out to the Bush girls. This is The Beer, Liberation Army.
Break in. And that Clarence Thomas thing, I guess you watched that, eh? Boy, I tell you something, I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearings. You know what I learned? I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Well, Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers, Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny, Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. But I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. Love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art, I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position, the finest looking women fucking sucking. I love it. For the record. Well, Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. Woo, she go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how. That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment. Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. You'll see my mom going through my stuff. Look, honey. Here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here. Rear entry, volume 1 through 40. The only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Mom, they were on sale. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking con conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, August 17th, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. We have a runner-up and then we have a main asshole. First, the runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is from that beautiful toxic dump called New Jersey. Camden County Freeholder, Louis Capelli. Louis Capelli is a whore. And we don't mean that in the traditional sense, and we mean no disrespect or degradation whatsoever to legitimate, honest, and hard-working whores. We mean he is a whore for big business. He is a whore for Clear Channel and big developers who have made the final decision to destroy the Pennsauk and Mart, to tear down the traditional kind of a farmer's market so that they can build a big civic arena for Clear Channel, those corporate radio monopolists, billboard polluters and censors, and the list of why Clear Channel are assholes is a whole show unto itself. But their little butt boy, Louis Capelli, fought at the town meeting Tuesday night that it was all systems go, they made all their corrupt deals. Louis Capelli should be with all the other criminals, along with former recipients of Asshole of the Week like Jeffrey Nash and all these corrupt South Jersey politicians, for their corruption, their deals to actually crush small businesses so that they can make their big sweetheart deal with Clear Channel and the big developers. But he's just a little runner-up. Now it is time for Asshole of the Week. Asshole of the Week is the new appointed head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Utah's governor, Michael O. Levitt. Oh, we need fart sounds for this. Cheech and Chong, take two.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Okay. Asshole of the Week is EPA head, Utah Governor Michael O. Levitt. Now, don't be too shocked over this one, but he is like most of the Bush regime people, most of the people in public office, he is a whore for the polluters. And again, no disrespect to any legitimate whores who may be listening. Michael O. Levitt, who opens public lands to industry and road building to extremes, who will be a good Bush player and say, whatever you, the industries and corporations of death and environmental destruction want, you shall have. So is the will of Lord Bush the First. Michael O. Levitt, we are watching you, and you are asshole of the week. All right, definitely enough of those songs. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, Bill Hicks did Sex on Trial from his Relentless comedy CD. DOA did The Beer Liberation Army. From Television's Greatest Hits, you heard Flipper. The No WTO combo did Let's Lynch the Landlord and New Feudalism. And from Why Die, Get Up and Fight, Zombie Youth, and Why Die. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do Too? Next week, What Would Scooby Do 3? And I'm going to cut out some stuff because I just saw the time. However, if you haven't seen it yet, check out the sacred humor page, landoverbaptist.org, and be sure to see the Jerry Falwell article. Reverend Jerry Falwell devotes his life to homosexuality. For the sacred sex toys that you can use to win the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church contest, you can check out the Baby Jesus Butt Plug, the Jesus Jackhammer Dildo, and all kinds of fun items at Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com. We do have a friend at Elegant Angel Video now, Melanie from the great Dr. Susan Block Show, in which the Reverend was a live guest November 2002 from Los Angeles. Melanie is now officially a part of Elegant Angel, and so we're going to run ideas by them for the Reverend's video projects, including United We Stand Erect, These Colors Do Come, and The Second Coming, and of course the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church, the video, and the like. So be sure to send your ideas for what we should do in conjunction with Elegant Angel videos. And your ideas just might be used, and you will get full credit. And if it ever became a monetary thing, you would, of course, be paid. From Greg Palast, Greg, P-A-L-A-S-T, GregPalast.com. He's the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, an article on the power outages. Power outage traced to dim bulb in the White House. And there's several good items about this at BuzzFlash. And it's not just an appealing name. BuzzFlash.com also has a lot of stuff on the power outages, which you can thank the Bush regime for, and their deregulation and letting these big Enron types do energy for other parts of the country and fuck with the grids and on and on. Check out BuzzFlash.com and GregPalast.com for information on that. For information on the last week's asshole of the week, Arnold Schwarzenegger, go to The 8 Ball, and it's in Diatribes, I believe. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you can see him feeling up the leg of a woman host from British television. Not that that's bad, but when you're a moral crusader, when you're a Bush Republican, when you're this holy roller, then the hypocrisy is, of course, hilarious, and the picture should go all over the internet. All right, let's see, we already covered the virus people. Oh, this is from the mailbag, also from yesterday, when we talked about that idiotic Bush action figure that KB Toys actually put out and made 12 inches, as if. We thought, what could we do? Should we put out corporate hoe dolls, or what should we do? But somebody already beat us to it. With the farting president at prankproducts.com, you can get actually 7 fart sounds. Maybe we can even get some sounds out of this for asshole of the week. But you can get the farting president at prankproducts.com, and it's worth it. There's about 7 different sounds. It looks more like the president than that action figure that has him in a military outfit. Yeah, this AWOL guy. this deserter, this daddy buy me into the National Guard, top of the list, away from combat, fortunate son type. It's much more realistic. Prankproducts.com. Okay. And speaking of runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Louis Capelli of also of the Collingswood Gestapo Business District fame. Check out the store that manages to survive within that environment of horror. Full of environmentally friendly products, vegan products, and hemp products called greenheartstore.com. You can get stuff from them wherever you are in this world. Speaking of Dr. Susan Block, you can see what's going to be on her show at drsusanblock.com and then shows upcoming, and be sure to see her editorials under What's New and Terror Journals. And Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn. Reverend Bookburn live at the Dr. Susie Show, shows past, and November 23rd, 2002. Oh, getting talked out. Heard one thing on college radio recently about the death penalty. A guy writing a book called Making Contact and the Death Game book. You can check this out at a toll-free telephone number, 1-800-529-5736. And he found something like several dozen people that they ended up getting free, who were on death row, who were not guilty of their crimes. Alright, some plugs, and then I'll play some music. Germany tipped CIA about September 11th pilot. That's at thememoryhole.com. You gotta use the word the. Thememoryhole.com. This article has no link, so you have to ask for it. And I'll send it to you by email. Did Arnold attend a meeting with Enron in 2001 regarding California's energy crisis? And this is from National Youth and Student Peace Coalition. Check out the premieres between now and Election Day, wherever you are, of a film about the fraudulent presidential election of 2000 called Unprecedented, and it's online at unprecedented.org. This one also has to be sent by email, about a guy who murdered more people than Saddam Hussein ever could. A man who, well, he, nobody can murder more people than Reagan, Daddy Bush, and George Bush's dumb son, the illegal resident of the White House. But the mass murderer of Guatemala in the 80s during the Contra Wars and the Reagan kill the civilians wars around the world. He has been cleared by the Guatemalan Constitution Committee to run for president. An article called Why Won't Bush Condemn Rios Montt in Guatemala? Article available by email. Air Force officer says Bush is responsible for September 11th attacks. From Rens, RENSE.com/General40. /ECOR.htm. Almost done the plugs. Several from the same source. Truthout.org is still great for providing information. And at truthout.org, banks helped Enron hide deals. September 11th commission, White House cover-ups exists. And We Stand Our Ground by William Rivers Pitt, and that's available by audio. And Dead Scientist Probe Snares Tony Blair. Tony Blair, Blair, Blair. Alright. Oh, we already covered Elegant Angel and Divine Interventions. And Paul Krasner's new book is available only from his website, Paul Krasner, Paul K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, From Toad Slime to Ecstasy, his latest book. It's recommended, recently mailed to the Reverend, and is hilarious and informative. to support Pro-Choice Lig and send them a few bucks, go to prochoicelig.com. The new issue of Heads Magazine features an interview with the great Circle Jerks, and they're at headsmagazine.com. And to provide emergency contraception information, since reproductive health information is becoming more and more defunded by the Taliban wannabes and the Bush regime, you can provide information to others about emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. Backupyourbirthcontrol.com. All right, way talked out. Going to play a little bit of music, probably go overtime, except at AN, where you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the morning and at 8 or 9 at night, Eastern Time, USA, and also appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the Hour of Slack.
My life. Thank you. and always be right by your side. I felt so happy, I almost cried, and then it kissed me.
That was the Hollywood Brats doing Then He Kissed Me. Before that, those helicopters did World Without Love. Okay, going to do some final talking and then play songs. We're going to lose the AN listeners any minute. So, to support T.L. and Susie Wall, the married couple who were charged with prostitution for their sexual techniques workshops, or to check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars, which is great. Check out videoalt.com. For the book on George W. Numbnuts Bush called Fortunate Son, you can go to Soft Skull Press, softskull.com. Humor about George W. Numbnuts Bush at gwbush.com. And... all right, we'll talk about eBay next week. Lord Jesus is having trouble on eBay, where he sells all his stuff. And you ancient hardcores will remember him when you see him. And so we're going to talk about how fucked up eBay has become with their rules and going to excesses. And that's it. All this other shit will wait until next week. Oh, no. You have to go to AlternativeTentacles.com, not just for the Jello Biafra recordings and the great music, the incredible compilations and benefit compilations and great music releases, but for the news section on the scab, Dead Kennedys, after suing Jello, trying to get him to play at their August 19th gig in Hollywood, and please remember to pelt them with harmless stuff only. Be nice and gesture all. Soft stuff when you prank XXX Church or corporate scab Dead Kennedys. And go to AlternativeTentacles.com and then go to news and see their offer for Jello to join in their little cash-in festival. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, material, or overall inspiration for tonight's broadcast. Diane Fornbecker and friends from a very memorable party. Mr. Scott, the computer security man. The coffee goddesses, Ryan, Mary Carey, Jason from Kick-Ass Productions, Gladys and friends, Sherelle and Nia, Steve Straight Edge, who knew how to party at the Why Die Show, Why Die, Whiskey Dicks Club, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show and Elegant Angel, Scott Johnston from the Peekaboo Review Show, Jennifer and Rory, Ms. Terry, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and other equipment from Satan's sexual partner, community leader, Sister Bay, and Dallas Blanchard in the Northeast Philadelphia Clinic Defenders, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition. So write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban model theocratic church. Gonna go over time, but play one more song while we have the AN stream listeners. This is the Big Boys. Fun, fun, fun. play. Lord, make this machine work.
Millions of Final answer.
You heard Planet Gong doing Psychological Overture and Floating Anarchy from their live Floating Anarchy 1977 CD. Before that, the theme from Scooby-Doo, and before that, the Big Boys doing Fun, Fun, Fun. And I'm skipping everything else and not going over time, and I'm going to get some sleep. Some of the requests for old material have to wait till next week, and I'm not sure which stuff I'm actually going to do, but some of the old parodies I can bring back. I don't know if I'm repeating that Lord and Satan live appearance stuff, but that was requested for What Would Scooby Do. Next week is part 3, and we'll bring back some of the funny stuff. Not sure what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. However, we'll do that theme once again and do a couple of new stuff, have some live guests, and in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, depending on the live guest situation, we're going to have a lot of war and humor material for a new theme called Strap-On Cruise Missiles. So, give a yell, give your feedback and your own ideas. And write to Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And I will see you next week. Good night.
Members of Congress and fellow citizens.
Where is it?
Every year, by law and by custom, we meet.
Hello. Hello out there, boys, girls, and those not quite sure. This is Jello Biafra, and you're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, and free of Clear Channel, Britney, Boy Band, and Limp Bizkit pollution.
That's